Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Would you please be seated? Just about every week in the Episcopal Church, we come forward to receive Holy Communion. As I said at the beginning of the service, our services are called services of Holy Eucharist. Eucharist comes from that Greek word that means thanksgiving. And when we come forward to the altar rail, if we're able, we kneel. We kneel and receive the bread and the wine. This is a sign not of humiliation, of self-degradation, but of humility. And I know that sometimes we come to the altar rail and all we can do is hold ourselves up. But in the normal course of life, over the course of a lifetime receiving Christ's body and blood in Holy Communion, most of the time we come and we kneel with our backs straight. In our bodies, we're telling ourselves a sermon. We're actually answering the question, do we matter to God? And in our gospel lesson today, Jesus tells the story of a man who's afraid he doesn't matter to God, and one who's confident that he does. But we might be surprised which one it is. So, I don't do this often, but I invite you to look at your bulletin. Look at the gospel lesson for today. Luke wants to make sure we don't misunderstand Jesus' story. So Jesus also told this parable to some who trusted in themselves that they were righteous and regarded others with contempt. Now, it'd be easy if we just read Jesus' words that are to follow to think that this parable is just about being humble. But Luke wants us to make sure that we don't miss part of the point. It's also about not being proud. And being proud here comes from comparing ourselves to others as a basis for being right with God. You probably know the old joke, how fast do you have to run to get away from a bear in the woods? Just faster than the guy next to you, right? Pride thinks that as long as it is better than the person next to it, then it must matter to God. And we have to be careful because both on the puffing yourself up and on the obvious signs of devotion, on both of these sides, on pride and humiliation, we can try to prove that we matter to God. And from here we enter Jesus' story, where two very different men go to the same place to do the same thing. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee and the other a tax collector. One is a Pharisee, a religious professional. Just an ordinary person listening to Jesus' story might think that this is the kind of person that they would expect to be the hero of this story. But the other's a tax collector, and the average person listening to Jesus would think that this person's probably the villain of this story because the tax collectors are the people who've sold themselves and their people out to Rome. Remembering that in Jesus' day, the Roman Empire has occupied this land. They are under foreign control. The people listening to Jesus might make these assumptions because they're carrying stereotypes around with them. And even though George Clooney in Up in the Air says, I stereotype, it's faster, we have to be careful. We have to be careful with our stereotypes. Because pride is content to live by its negative stereotypes of others. Humility, on the other hand, stops to pay attention to the person in front of it. By introducing the parable in this way, Jesus is setting up a turn, a surprise. The people might have assumed that the Pharisee would come out on top. But what did they hear when they actually stopped to listen? Well, they hear that the Pharisee acts like he needs to prove he matters to God. The Pharisee, standing by himself, was praying thus, God, I thank you that I am not like other people, thieves, rogues, adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week. I give a tenth of all my income. Now, the religious things that the Pharisee does, fasting and tithing, are both really good things. In Luke's gospel, Jesus commends both of these things to his followers. But the problem comes right up front. I thank you that I am not like other people. It's like, yeah, I might get some things wrong, God, but at least I'm not like them. And, you know, growing up in Tomball, Texas, I might have heard something like this. Yeah, I know Houston fans are annoying, but at least we don't root for the Cowboys. We try to excuse ourselves by blaming others. Now notice that we only try to prove ourselves by comparing ourselves to others when we are worried that we don't matter. And as a Houston Oilers fan growing up, I can tell you that was a perennial fear. Trying to prove that we matter to God is a fool's errand. Yes, we might be better off than some, but are we better than all? I bet somebody's running away from that bear faster than I am. This is not going to work. Trying to prove that you matter to God isn't going to work. And if the Pharisee acts like he needs to prove that he matters, then we come to the tax collector who does something very different. In his behavior, the tax collector acts like he matters to God. But the tax collector, standing far off, would not even look up to heaven, but was beating his breast and saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his home justified rather than the other. Now, this beating of the breast is an ancient sign of sorrow, and one that you might see me do during the confession of sin every week when we say, I am truly sorry, or we are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. This is a traditional place to beat one's chest in the confession. The tax collector knows he has sinned against God. He repents. He promises to change his way. He asks for mercy. He's able to say, unlike the Pharisee, yeah, I get things wrong. Full stop. I'm not going to blame other people, and I'm not going to defend myself. I'm not going to compare myself to others. God have mercy. And Jesus says he goes home justified. He goes home knowing that he matters to God, that his relationship with God is secure. Now, it was only a matter of time before I quoted that smash Netflix hit from the summer, K-pop Demon Hunters. The climactic song of the movie has this line: I don't know why I didn't trust you to be on my side. To whom do we apologize and really mean it? Those who we trust to be on our side. When we know we matter to someone, we both feel worse when we've hurt them and are more willing to ask for forgiveness. And what we get to proclaim week after week in this place, and we get to proclaim in our lives throughout the week, is that God is on our side. In the traditional language version of the Holy Eucharist, we would say that God is the one whose property is always to have mercy. There is nothing you can do to earn God's love. There is nothing you can do to lose it. At the end of the Eucharist, before we receive, I will say, take and eat in remembrance that Christ died for you. We will never prove we matter to God, but we can come to the altar rail and kneel with our backs straight because Jesus has proved it. He lived for us. He died for us. He rose again for us. He ascended to the Father's right hand and continually prays for us. And he sent his Spirit to comfort and empower us. And it is this one who will die and rise again for us, who at the end of our reading says this. He asks us, like the tax collector, to trust that we matter to God. Jesus said, "All who exalt themselves will be humbled, but all who humble themselves will be exalted." Trying to prove we're okay by comparing ourselves to others is pride. It shows we don't trust that God loves us. We don't trust we matter to God. But humbling ourselves, coming to the altar rail, kneeling, and we can do that with our backs straight. We can do that knowing that we matter to God. In a world that tells us that we only matter if we can prove it, we can stop comparing ourselves to others because Jesus has proven that we matter to God, his Father. So this week, the next time that you want to make yourself feel better by comparing yourself to someone else, remind yourself that you matter to God. And then take that love of God and walk back into your life and show someone else that they matter to you. You matter to God. We matter to God. Our neighborhood, city, and community matter to God. And when we become the people who can kneel with our backs straight, who can ask for mercy from the God who we can trust is on our side, then we as a church will have good news to share with the people around us who are desperate for a sense that they too are loved, that they too are not alone, that they too matter. You matter to God. So go show someone else that they matter to you this week. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, Amen.